Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Coming up, the noble falcon, a crazed cyclops, and music imitating the sounds of battle as Harmonia explores the themes of birds, beasts, and battles in Renaissance and Baroque music. Let's take a quick look back in time in a special Harmonia time capsule featuring the world's oldest zoo. Located on the grounds of Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna, Austria, the world's oldest zoo is known as Tiergarten Schönbrunn, or Vienna Zoo. It was founded in 1752 as the private menagerie of Empress Maria Theresa's husband, Holy Roman Emperor Francis I, and was one of a number of leisurely distractions at the imperial summer residence. The menagerie consisted of 13 separate animal enclosures shaped like cake slices, which were centered around a pavilion intended for imperial breakfasts, all built by French architect and sculptor Jean-Nicolas Jadot de Vizet. The zoo opened to the public for free in 1779. The eldest son of Maria Theresa and Francis I, Joseph II, would later go on expeditions to Africa and the Americas in order to collect specimens for the zoo. Of the many animals to be housed during the first decades of public access, the giraffe had extensive influence over Viennese culture, including fashion. Today, the zoo continues to thrive as both a research and educational entity. It's supported through private and corporate donations. This has been a glimpse back in time to the founding of the world's oldest zoo, Tiergarten Schönbrunn. I'm Angela Mariani. More about the Vienna Zoo and other people, events, and music mentioned in this time capsule can be found online, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books in our gift store, harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Thank you. Birds, beasts, and battles are three subjects that Renaissance and Baroque composers love to explore. One of the many birds we find at the center of poetry and song is the noble falcon, an ancient symbol of power associated with European nobility, known for exceptional vision, boldness, and speed.
Si tant consolé.
Music from the Renaissance, songs about the noble falcon, were composed by Paolo di Firenze, Luis de Narvaez, and Jacopo da Bologna. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Welcome back. We're exploring the subject of birds, beasts, and battles. One such beast from Greek mythology is the monster Polyphemus, a one-eyed cyclops made famous in Homer's Odyssey. A son of the god Poseidon and the sea nymph Thusa, Polyphemus was also the giant responsible for breaking up the relationship between Acis and Galatea, according to Ovid's Metamorphoses. Polyphemus's lust for Galatea eventually led him to kill Acis by throwing a boulder on him. Ovid's story, a favorite of Baroque composers, was set to music twice by George Frederick Handel. Known as the Italian Acis, Handel composed his first setting as a mask while still in his 20s. He depicted Polyphemus as a crazed beast, easily provoked into anger, and capable of doing anything in order to gain the affections of Galatea.
Si Giorno chiamerò a vendicarmi al fine spingi chimere e geloni e spargerà sdegnato il cielo ancor fulmini lampi e
Music of George Frederick Handel. we heard a scene from Acci, Galatea e Polifemo with bass David Thomas and mezzo-soprano Carolyn Watkinson, accompanied by London Baroque. Charles Medlem directed. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, celebrating 25 years of service to the field of early music, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We've been exploring birds and beasts in music from the Renaissance and the Baroque, and now we look at battles. It might come as no surprise that music depicting the sound of battle was a common subject with composers from the 16th century onward. After all, war between political powers was not at all unusual during these times in Europe. Battaglia, or battle music, was not the kind heard in actual battles, but was designed to imitate the sounds of rallying cries or fanfares. Titles of compositions might even suggest a dedication to a particular event. Battle music can be found in many settings, from chansons and madrigals to instrumental works for lute or organ. Music in Imitation of Battles. Ensemble Caprice performed excerpts from Domenico Zippoli's Battaglia Imperiale. Before that, we heard Falconiero's Battaglia di Barbazzo with La Real Camera and Flemish composer Matthias Vercore's La Battaglia Italiana, performed by the Huelgas Ensemble. Hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts can be found online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured recording is the inspiration for this episode, a 1992 Channel Classics release of virtuoso violin music entitled Birds, Beasts, and Battles with the European Union Baroque Orchestra. Directed by Monica Huggett, the recording includes Carlo Farina's Capriccio Stravagante, a vivid piece which imitates the sounds of the bowed lyre, the little fife, the trumpet and drums, as well as hens cackling, cocks crowing, cats fighting, dogs barking, not to mention the flute and the strumming of the Spanish guitar. In effect, it brings birds, beasts, and battles all together in one work. Music of the early Italian Baroque. Monica Huggett directed the European Union Baroque Orchestra in Carlos Farina's Capriccio Stravagante, part of a featured Channel Classics release entitled Birds, Beasts, and Battles. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. You can purchase Beautiful Baroque, a collection of timeless music performed on period instruments. The CD and MP3 are available, along with early music books and gifts, and much of the music you hear on this program, at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Your purchase through our site supports the production of Harmonia. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Anna Pranger, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz Podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.